VOA News, I'm Joe Palca. After an hours-long manhunt, Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram which left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht on Monday. Authorities immediately raised the terror alert to the maximum level of five in Utrecht, and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said a terror attack could not be excluded. Vert Grapperhaus is the Dutch Justice Minister.
Fortunately, this person was on camera, on the surveillance camera of the tramway. So we were able to very soon spot him, to also connect him through a runaway car in which he had fled from the place of the assault. So we have now arrested him. We do not know as yet as to what his motives are.
The suspect has been identified as 37-year-old Grokman Taniz of Turkey. Security has been increased at Dutch airports as well as mosques. Flight data recorders of Boeing 737 MAX planes that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia show clear similarities. That according to Ethiopia's transport minister on Sunday. The minister said the so-called black boxes from Flight 302 that crashed last week were recovered in good condition. 157 people were killed in that crash. The Speaker of Britain's House of Commons may have dealt a potentially fatal blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's ailing Brexit deal. The government intended to try a third time to get lawmakers to back the deal, ideally before May joins EU leaders on Thursday at a Brussels summit where she is set to ask the bloc to postpone Britain's departure. And hundreds of protesters, mostly students, took to the streets in and near Sudan's capital of Khartoum on Monday, continuing a three-month wave of demonstrations. This is VOA News. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to also confront emerging online threats. With more, here's Sagar Magani.
When DHS was founded after 9/11, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says it had one main mission:
the war on terror.
The role has shifted with technology, and with the nation facing threats in cyberspace, Nielsen says it's no longer just troops and federal agents on the front lines.
It's U.S. companies, it's our schools and gathering places, it's ordinary, everyday Americans.
Nielsen says enemies are mercilessly targeting everybody's phones and networks. She says China and Iran are among the nations mimicking Russian election interference tactics, and America needs an all-of-society approach to fighting back. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nielsen was speaking about the priorities of a sprawling department that would include border security, President Donald Trump's signature domestic issue. More than 150 people were killed and hundreds more were missing Sunday after a cyclone swept through southeastern Africa. The cyclone made landfall Thursday near the coastal city of Beira, Mozambique, with winds of nearly 200 kilometers an hour. A team leader from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society said after an aerial assessment that 90% of the Beira area was completely destroyed. This man is from Beira and is a victim of the cyclone. He says flying sheets of metal decapitated people. Some people are in the hospital. It's really bad. No one is rescuing us here, and we don't eat properly. We don't sleep properly. We have no home. After Mozambique, the storm moved west into Malawi and Zimbabwe. Another demonstration in Paris this weekend is being called the March of the Century. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the French capital to demand action on climate change. Protesters at the march said taking a stand now is the only way to protect the planet. Saturday's demonstration came just weeks after a European teenager began protesting outside of lawmakers' offices.
John Burkow says the government can't keep asking lawmakers to vote on the same.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Sweden. And every Friday I am school striking for the climate outside the Swedish Parliament, alongside hundreds of thousands of other children from all around the world.
And students found the world joined her in thousands of similar walkouts on Friday. Environmental groups say Thunberg inspired Saturday's march in the French capital. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. R&B, pop, hip-hop.